You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason, joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible. Hey, Eric, thanks for being with us. It looks like a gorgeous weekend in our part of the world, but the weather here is, I guess, boring.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a severe weather junkie, so when it's high pressure dominating everything and the weather's nice and cool and clear, you know, it's kind of boring, but you know what? It's going to be beautiful. We might get kind of chilly tonight, though, so I wouldn't be surprised if we saw some patchy frost, but you know, high pressure is going to dominate. It's going to be cool and sunny for the next several days. We'll see temperatures creeping up in the mid-60s, potentially towards 70, but I don't see any rain in the forecast, maybe until next Wednesday, and that's kind of a big if, you know, looking at that out that far, too. So get ready for some beautiful fall weather, and certainly we're ready for it and need it.
And then how about the rest of the month of October?
Yeah, so this is where things are starting to get a little interesting. You know, so what I've been noticing is that for the last month and a half, we've been having these repeated events where ridging in the jet stream keeps occurring in the central U.S., and it tends to migrate off to the east, which is why we keep having these really warm spells. I'm still seeing the ridging events happening in the western Corn Belt for the next couple of weeks, but unlike the last few times, that warmth isn't trying to spread across the eastern part of the Corn Belt, you know, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, like it has been. So I'm seeing warm in the central U.S., but near average, maybe even cool at times in the eastern part of the Corn Belt. And that really kind of builds into what we're looking at for November. So if we take a much longer term look here, some of the things I'm starting to get concerned about is at the end of November may see a pretty significant cool down. The most recent long-range model runs, plus some forecast guidance using what are called analogs, suggest that maybe the end of November could be feeling like the start of a pretty decent winter. There's some good indications that we're going to have a breakdown in the pattern, which is going to be conducive to these cooler temperatures kind of moving in for that, you know, third and fourth week of November. And this is way different from last year. I mean, if you remember winter last year, December was a blowtorch around here. I mean, it was in the 50s. It was so warm. And we're not seeing that for this year.
So about that same time last year, we were talking about El Nino or thinking about it the end of November into December. This time around, we're talking about La Nina. Can you give us any comparisons to previous years and what it really means, and especially for South America?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this year's La Nina, well, right now we have some cooler sea surface temperatures in the central Pacific Ocean, and that's usually indicative of La Nina conditions. But remember, La Nina is not only an ocean feature, it's also an atmospheric feature, and the current La Nina is very, very weak. And so if you think back historically, the last time we had a decently strong La Nina event was 2011. And what did it do? It caused a lot of drought and heat in Brazil, and as a consequence, the Brazilian crop was in serious trouble. Well, that La Nina was very strong, and it was also very strong right up next to the coast of South America, the West Coast. This one's in the middle of the Pacific, and it's not as strong, which is why we're seeing actually pretty good indications that the 2016-17 Brazilian corn and soybean crop is looking to be pretty strong. So that's a big difference between the last time we saw La Nina. And another thing is, we're not seeing the La Nina conditions hang around for too long. Some of our latest model projections have this La Nina ending end of January, February, maybe beginning of March, getting back into what we call ENSO neutral conditions. And then we're seeing some indications of it building back toward El Nino-like conditions for next summer and next fall. Not as strong as the one we just had, but certainly not cold across the Central Pacific. And all of that really boils down to pretty interesting forecasts for our winter before all that really unfolds. And it's interesting, some of the long-range projections we have right now looks to set up a very active storm track for the central United States. And what I mean by that is maybe the lower Mississippi, mid-Mississippi, and the Ohio River Valley could see, you know, frequent kind of storm passages. Now, to me, that spells a lot of freeze-thaw cycle. You know, there's no indications right now that this winter is going to be brutally cold, but there are certainly no indications that this winter is going to be warm at all, which means more typical winter conditions like we should expect around central Illinois and the surrounding states.
Is there any reason to expect there'd be more snowfall in these kinds of winter conditions?
Yeah, and that's just it. I'm really starting to see, because of that more active storm track coming through the Ohio River Valley, the chance for a lot more precipitation. And if we get on the back sides of some of these winter storms, that's where we get that snow. So I would tell you this year is going to be way different from last year in terms of winter, and the potential exists for us to return to more average snow conditions, which right here in Champaign-Urbana, that's something like 26, 27, 28 inches of snow for the entire season, unlike last year where we were struggling to get above a foot of snow for the whole year. So this is going to be an interesting winter for us because we've just come off of a very warm one.
Hey, Eric, thanks so much for joining us today. I do appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you each week.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joins us here on the Closing Market Report.